Welcome to Tampa Bay FM's Synergy Connection, where life as you currently live it can be transformed into the life you've always dreamed of. Understanding your synergistic connections is the pathway to your emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental wellness. Let's begin connecting the dots. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Synergy Connection. Today's show is one that may stretch a few minds if you aren't familiar with the concepts of soulmates and twin flames. Most people have heard of soulmates, and some individuals actually feel they have met or married one. Who are these people, and why are they so important in our lives? I'm going to begin the show with two quotes. One of them you are probably familiar with. Love like you've never been hurt. Dance like nobody's watching. Satchel Paige is the author of that quote. And the second one is from our dear friend, Charlie Brown. Nothing takes the taste out of peanut butter quite like unrequited love. What do these quotes have in common? Well, both are talking about love, obviously. This is the emotion that can elevate us, but it can also throw us to the ground and trample us into the dust. I think that we've all experienced both sensations. So, are there really differences between your soulmate and your twin flame? Is this type of love different? How will you know when you meet one another? Since these two questions are the most common ones asked, I think we'll start, at this point. As one of my friends often says, fasten your seatbelts, because this could be a wild ride for you. So question number one is from Sarah in Clearwater. And she asks, are soulmates easier to be with than most of the people in your life? How is the twin flame different? I think this question relates to the beginning of this morning's topic, so I chose this one to answer first. A soulmate is actually someone who is aligned to your soul. They are in your life to assist you with life lessons. And in most cases, when those lessons have been learned, the relationship will end. Your soulmate is someone that you instantly click with, as if you've known one another forever. They are comfortable to be around, and you enjoy doing things together. It's simply easy to be with your soulmate. When the relationship does end, it may be because of death or relocation. Sometimes you just outgrow one another. Soulmates are not necessarily lovers, and they may or may not be your spouse. They may be a friend, they could be a family member, and they can even be co-workers. A twin flame, however, is very different. They are the other half of your soul. As Wayne Dyer once said, we are souls in a physical body, not a physical body with a soul. You and your twin flame were once quite powerful before coming into your physical bodies. Each of you may have chosen to come into your current lifetime at different times. However, throughout this lifetime, you somehow will come into contact with one another again and again. When the timing is right, you will merge into a relationship. But this union is going to have conflict in at least one area where there is a karmic debt to be paid. Karmic debt is what is experienced when we understand feelings that are often very painful for us. And in order to reach spiritual truths, this debt has to be paid. This is where the fun, or maybe not, can begin. Balancing the emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual aspects of ourselves is something that we work on continuously throughout our lifetime. It is within one or more of these areas where the conflict is going to reside. So think of this relationship like you would think of physical twins. And with physical twins, they often compete or disagree, but they always love one another. And that's the way a twin flame works. When the healing of whatever area it is raises its head, this is when tension is going to occur. And at this particular time, it is critical that the couple have those good communication skills that I spoke about last week. It's going to be necessary for each person to be able to listen carefully to one another and try to understand the lesson that both parties are learning. You're going to have kind of mutual learnings going on because both of you aren't going to have exactly the same issue. You're in a relationship together, not separately. So when this lesson is being learned, then both of you are changing as a result of the lesson. Todd from St. Petersburg asks, what characteristics should you look for in order to recognize your twin flame? So now we're going to look at some of those characteristics. Maybe you're going to recognize if you're currently in a relationship with a twin flame, or maybe you've been with one in the past. You might have left that relationship because of the conflict or tension that you were experiencing. All right, first of all, you're going to recognize one another immediately. Some refer to this as the aha moment. It's kind of a sensation of, gosh, I think I know you. There's also going to be a sense of coming home between you. I like to call this the comfort food feeling of your relationship. Your tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich moments. And you'll have many of them where you just feel like, wow, this is super comfortable, just like I'm home. You're also going to balance one another. This is the yin and yang principle I spoke about last week. The dark and the light, the feminine and masculine aspects of your union are going to be in balance. When you are together, there will also be a sense of attachment, and yet both of you are free to be the person that you are. There is no sense of ownership with twin flames. Your values and aspirations are going to be mirrored in one another. The things that are important to both of you will be synchronized. Carl Jung developed this concept, which he described as meaningful coincidences. Maybe both of you have lived near one another, but you never met until now. You may have discovered that you love the same type of food, books, movies. Even your beliefs and ideals are going to be very, very similar. Another area is that each of you will also feel driven toward a higher purpose in life. This is an understanding that life is so much more than simply living. All of us are here on earth to find our path and destiny. It is a generally held belief that twin flames will finally come together during what is called the ascension process. This is when both parties are shedding their old patterns of belief and experiencing what is called an inner rebirth. The energy field between twin flames is often felt by their friends, and some have said it feels like a mysterious force field. That sort of sounds to me like a Scotty beam me up moment. All right, so question number three comes from Susan, who wonders, is the love shared by twin flames different? And my answer to this question is an absolute yes. The greatest love of your life will be with your twin flame. Despite how difficult the relationship can be at times, the unconditional love you have for one another will get you through the tough spots. After all, you have to remember that you are in love with your other half. Research has been done at the Institute of Heart Math, and they found that the heart's electrical component has 60 times more amplitude than the brain. Additionally, the heart's magnetic field can be detected from several feet away. And for those of you that are not at all familiar with the heart or with the Institute of Heart Math, if you Google it, there is some amazing videos and research, you know, that is on their website that is truly interesting to read. So when twin flames are attuned to one another, they are able to receive what's called a love connection, even if they are miles apart. If you've experienced this before, it is a sensation very much like a wave of energy that washes over you. And at that moment, you know that your twin flame is thinking about you. You'll feel it in your heart. You'll just be overwhelmed with the sensation of them being very close. Gehil Gibran once said about love that your pain in love is the breaking of the shell that encloses your understanding. And I think what he meant by that is we have a limited understanding of what love truly is. I believe that love is always worthwhile because the ultimate goal of each of us is to reach our own personal divinity. And of course, that is based on love. In many cases, we aren't free to be with our twin flame until some of our karmic debts are paid. And it is often said that the only thing that ultimately sets us free is love. Every time we can give freely to another person, we are closer to reuniting with our twin flame and realizing that our own personal divinity is going to come through this union. You know, when I say giving freely to another person, this could be done through volunteering, you know, like at charitable organizations, reading to children at schools, or maybe working with dozens of the organizations that are in your community that are assisting others that are less fortunate. Something I read not too long ago puts this concept into perspective. Twin flames can only come together permanently when all they have left within themselves is the embodiment of the love that they are. It is believed that all other relationships that we have previously experienced in life are simply practice for the twin flame union. So question number 4 comes from Randy in Tarpon Springs. Randy says, what is the reason twin flames might have such a strong conflict that their relationship could actually end? I thought twin flames were destined to be together. And I'm going to answer that by talking a little bit about soulmates again, because you have to understand the difference between the two. So soulmates, when you meet them, are put into your life to lead you to your twin flame. This is actually the way I met my twin flame. Your soulmate also has amazing lessons to teach you. Remember that your soulmate is a teacher, while your twin flame is your final destination. Not everyone is ready emotionally or spiritually for the twin flame union, even if they are in alignment physically and mentally. You are connected to your soulmate, but you don't share the same energy. Soulmates help you find yourself, and you may meet many of them throughout your lifetime. A twin flame, however, shares the same energy because you both came from the same soul. Because of this fact, the similarities are so great that one of the twin flames usually runs because they recognize too much of themselves in the other and they run out of fear. This feature about twin flames is true almost 100% of the time. Keep in mind that twin flames don't meet until they are moving into that process that's called the ascension. And that is the most difficult and challenging time for both parties. So if they aren't committed to the process, the relationship is going to have a lot of difficulty surviving. The one thing that is true of twin flames is they tend to be with individuals that they passionately connect with on all levels. So that is your spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional. Meeting your twin flame is very definitely what I call a wake-up call. Not everyone is going to be ready to go down this spiritual path. Additionally, one or both parties in the relationship may not be emotionally mature enough to handle it. A movie that somewhat epitomizes what a twin flame is all about is called The Notebook, and it's one of my favorites. Ryan Gosling and James Garner play the lead actors. Ryan is the younger man, and James Garner narrates, and he plays Ryan's character at the end of his life. Nicholas Sparks was the author of the book, and then they made the movie in 2004. And in this movie, nothing is perfect except their love for one another. The Notebook, if you choose to see it, I know you can get it on Netflix, but it focuses on a romance between a couple named Noah and Allie. And this romance takes place over about a 50-year period. So the movie is narrated, like I said, by James Garner. And he now lives in a nursing home with his wife, who has Alzheimer's and can no longer remember who he is. Noah has a serious heart problem, so he's in the nursing home with her, not only to be close to her, but he also needs care. Allie decided to write the story about their lives after her diagnosis was made, and she told Noah to read it to her when she could no longer remember her life with him or who he is. Allie felt that this might help her come back to him, and it does work occasionally. And during these brief moments, and that's all they are, they're usually probably 5 minutes or less, they are spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally in alignment. So the story begins in 1946 in New Bern, North Carolina. And Noah is repairing an old abandoned home that he had shown Allie when they were teenagers. And he told her that he would restore it and they would someday live there. Allie's family is very disapproving of Noah because in their minds, he's basically a nobody and they are very well-to-do. So they send her away to college. And she doesn't really return to New Bern until just prior to her upcoming marriage. And the reason she returns is she has to see Noah one last time. Of course, the rest is history, as they say. The Notebook is a beautiful love story, and I would certainly highly recommend it as an example of the love that twin flames do share. With your twin flame, neither of you is missing any pieces, so to speak. You truly do complete one another. It is also a belief that when twin flames finally meet, it is for some type of spiritual service work. It is as though the union, or through this union, a huge amount of creative energy is released and used for what's called a mutual mission. With a twin flame, you'll have that sense of I get you, because you are getting your other half. There's a rhythm between the two of you, unlike anything you have previously experienced. And sometimes it will even feel as if your breath is being taken away. There is a very definite magnetic pull between the two of you. Another feature with your twin flame is that you will know intuitively that your life will change in ways that you can't even imagine. And those changes can be breathtaking in their magnitude. Unfortunately, your twin flame is also your spiritual catalyst, and it mirrors back to you your deepest desires, needs, and fears. This is where you're going to encounter your greatest conflict. But if you are patient with one another, you can come through these stormy periods even better than before. During these conflicts, your old patterns of behavior or fear or insecurities are going to rise to the surface. This is typically when the twin flame will actually repel one another. And so it's critical to communicate, because you aren't in this relationship by accident. This is your divine path. So walking away or emotionally hiding is never the answer. Remember the expression, when the going gets tough, the tough get going? Well, Vince Lombardi, who was the past coach of the Green Bay Packers, provided this quote to his team years ago. And this is the moment that you do have to be tough and you do have to have courage. Don't ever give up, because this is your ultimate relationship. Another very interesting idea comes from Plato's Symposium Dialogue, where it is suggested that humans originally had two faces, four arms, and four legs. Due to this idea, there was a fear that humans would overpower the gods, so Zeus split them in half. And what I find really humorous is, when a couple is making love, they literally do have two heads, four arms, and four legs. In looking into the various sources of information about soulmates and twin flames, I came across another interesting comment. Those who say the universe works in mysterious ways are the ones that fail to fathom the ways of the universe. The author here was unknown, but he or she goes on to explain that our twin flame comes into our life to help us break out of our cocoon. So I like to think of this as if a butterfly is helping a caterpillar through saying encouraging words, while the caterpillar is breaking free from its chrysalis to become another beautiful butterfly. There is a book that Trina Paulus wrote in 1972 called Hope for the Flowers. And this book is a parable about life. I used to read it to my son when he was quite young. So in the story, Stripe and Yellow are caterpillars climbing the mountain that represents life. Yellow, who is a female, realizes that climbing the mountain isn't the place where she and Stripe will find their true purpose. She finally is able to help Stripe understand, and he leaves the mountain of caterpillars to become the butterfly he was meant to be. So I believe that this is what twin flames do for one another. Both have basically weathered the adversities of life, and they've come through the storm damaged, but they're still standing strong. So when twins encounter one another, they are ready for their final journey, but this one they can do together, supporting one another and reaching their goal of becoming the divine beings that they have always been. I think we need to remember that we were conceived in love and we came into the world as love. Life can bend and at times try to break us, but it is our job to remember who we truly are. If our goal is to ultimately reach our own personal divinity, our twin flame may be just the person who can guide us over the threshold. I hope the second show has brought you some interesting thoughts and insights into your current relationships. Questions that you might want to ask yourself at this point is, are you with a soulmate? You know, are you in a relationship where you are learning some amazing lessons about yourself? Possibly you are with your twin flame. What are you learning about yourself in that situation? Next Thursday's show is going to focus on understanding the importance of forgiveness in our relationships. This is not just forgiving others, which most of us probably are more familiar with that concept. This is also about forgiving yourself. What I'm going to be doing is helping you understand an ancient Hawaiian method called Ho'oponopono. I hope you will join us next week at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you do miss the show, you can always listen to it by going to tampabayfm.net, where there will be a link. There's also another link to the show on my website, which is synergyconnectionradio.net. .com. synergyconnectionradio.com. Again, if you have any questions, there is a contact tab there, and you can address or you can type in your question, and I will try to answer it on the next show. Also, I want you to check out the service tab on the website. There are some amazing connections for health and wellness. There's a person that does precision hair cutting, and there is a link to Boomers Forever Young that is there, and they have some truly amazing products to help you feel your best. One product I wanted you to check out in particular is something they're calling the Supra Nutra Complete. What this product does is it fights free radical damage, which we all have every day of our life. It supports your heart function, and it increases muscle stamina, just to name a few of the benefits. And it's in a powder form, and so you'll be able to put it into like a juice or make it into a smoothie or simply drink it with water. I think your love life is going to thank you for using this particular product. So until next week, here is living your best life. Whatever that means to you, I hope you go out and do it. Thank you so much for joining Synergy Connection.